And okay. I won't tell them that I was in 56 to 60. I'll just tell them that I was, I served on submarines.
Okay, yeah.
Is it recording?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my name is Armin Bagdasarian. I'm 81 years old. I enlisted in the Navy and became a submarine sailor. And we went through escape tank training, which is up in New London, Connecticut. And it involved getting into a tank that's 120 feet tall, tank full of water, and going to the bottom of the tank. And then they would pressurize us in a small compartment and then open the door to this column of water. And we would step out of the tank and exhale all the way to the surface. It's called blow and go. And of course, that was part of the qualification to be on a submarine, to see if you could take it, as well as being in a chamber, a pressure chamber, like a hyperbaric chamber, and also to see if any signs of claustrophobia or something that would, you know, keep you from being effective underwater with a group of maybe 80 or 100 men, whatever you are. So I was on diesel boats, and they were slow by contrast to what the nuclear submarines are today, but they are still deadly. And in fact, in some places, they even prefer a diesel boat because it'll run quiet. It has no heat signature. The first boat I was on was a radar picket. And our job was to extend the range, the radar range of the fleet. We would sail with the fleet somewhere near the horizon, which was the limit of their radar. And we would read, look for enemy contacts from our point farther out. And we would look for air contacts. We had a air radar. We had a surface radar. And of course, we had sonar and all these other things. We had just loads of equipment on board. So as an electronics technician on board, it was my job to maintain these things. My other boat, and they were boats, not ships, back then, was a hunter-killer. And of the Guppy class. Guppy means greater underwater propulsion power. And we had a missile on board. And we could launch it from underwater. And our job was just like it implies, a hunter-killer. We would look for enemy targets and shoot them. In peacetime, just for fun, we would take a fix on one of our own craft and then send up a flare of a certain color. I think it was green or something. But it was supposedly to play a joke on the surface craft to tell them we have theoretically sunk them because we've taken a fix and we set up a flare. So that's just kind of one of the sick jokes, I guess you might say, that we would play while on the boats. Would I do it again? Yes. It's kind of like a brotherhood when you're on these boats. And it's something that you never forget. And it was my joy to do this at my young age.
All right. Thank you.
That's all you need?